USA Radio News.
On Capitol Hill, former FBI Director James Comey says he knows why the FBI has such a tarnished reputation.
The FBI's reputation has taken a big hit because the President of the United States, with his acolytes, has lied about it constantly. That's a tragedy. That will be undone eventually.
Comey was again questioned about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. More than 60 Al-Shabaab fighters are dead after American airstrikes in Somalia. The U.S. military says there were 6 precision strikes against Islamic militants in the southern part of the African nation. The woman who climbed the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July to protest the Trump administration's policies on immigration was found guilty and faces up to 18 months in prison. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all dropped, with the Dow losing 508 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline is down again this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon, that Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
Police in Colorado spent the weekend searching for Kelsey Barrett, who went missing on Thanksgiving Day. Now, they were searching the 35-acre property owned by her fiancé, but they did not find her. They also brought in a backhoe to assist in the search. Now, she was last seen in public at a Safeway on November 22nd, and her fiancé was the last known person to see her when he picked up their 1-year-old daughter earlier that morning. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new survey found that teen vaping is on the rise while alcohol and opioid abuse continue to decline. The survey did lump together e-cigarettes, hookah, or similar devices and found that it is the second most common form of substance abuse behind drinking alcohol. Dr. Wilson Compton of the National Institute on Drug Abuse tells NBC News that this survey even has medical providers shocked.
We're really astounded by how popular this has become.
Tragedy strikes a Christmas party in Georgia where family members are posing for pictures outside on a deck. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
A Christmas party nightmare in Rockdale County, Georgia. Family members head outside on their deck to pose for pictures when suddenly the wood structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. I just blacked out.
15 people, ranging in age from 19 to 70, standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister, her foot sticking out her boot. But I'm the only one that didn't get injured because I think I fell on two people that saved me from getting injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point where moving their cars and helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is. And they even got a helicopter lift on it. So that was crazy.
2 people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.